welcome back to another episode of The Mary Baloney Show. I'm your host, Mary Baloney, and you're listening to episode 63. Today's episode is called, Who Do You Need to Become to Be the Leader You Want to Be? I'll say that again. Who do you need to become to be the leader you want to be? So these last couple years, as I reflect back, have been quite the journey, and I often hear from my mentors and the people that I looked up to in my life, they continue to say comments about how we have to be the people who change. It's not about what's going on around us. It's how we see things that are happening around us. And I know these last couple of episodes I've been talking about, you know, the what you need to do to overcome change and how to overcome the lack and scarcity mindset, like how to end the lack and scarcity mindset. And it's crazy to think that we all can live in the exact same world. We can live in the same geographic location with people, or, you know, in the same country, and somehow we see things so very differently. And I can even be in the same household as someone, like my husband or my family, and we see things so differently. So it's not by chance that we can actually create the environment that we live in. We can end the lack and scarcity mindset. We can overcome the obstacles to change, but it is going to take the fact that we have to make a decision that we actually are in control of it before we can actually make a change. And I remember, you know, just looking back on my earlier fundraising days and how when I first started fundraising right out of college, I worked for Special Olympics. And I remember taking that job. And well, first of all, if you guys read Fundraising Freedom, you know that I didn't get the job right away. And so I got hired as the administrative assistant for Special Olympics in Southwest Missouri, in Springfield, Missouri. And when I took that position, I was so kind of just at the end of my rope. You know, I was so frustrated because I wanted so desperately to be a fundraiser. And like I wrote in the book, I don't know why I thought that I just deserved that. I felt like I deserved to have this position when in actuality, I had done virtually nothing to really, be qualified for the job. Later on, you know, several years later, I started hiring out different positions and I started looking through people's resumes and looking at, you know, what made people qualified for the job. And there's obviously a combination of things. When you apply for a job, you have your resume where you have everything kind of written out, you know, you have it all written out on paper. And then you have the actual interview process, where people can see you face to face and they can really understand whether or not you're a good fit. And what I realized very quickly was that just because somebody had it written down on paper and it looked really good did not mean that once we came face to face with them that they were a good fit. And this was really what I started to understand, is that we have not only the ability to write something down on a sheet of paper and say, okay, this is who we are, this is what we stand for, which is often what we do with our mission statement and our vision statement, but then we also have the presentation. What do we look like? How do we present ourselves in a way that makes people want to be a part of our cause? And if we're going to end the lack and scarcity mindset, if we're going to overcome change and become who we need to be, how we're going to actually become the leader that we want to be, is that we've got to make a decision that we're going to present ourselves in a new way and that we're going to start saying a different story. We're going to be telling that story very differently. And so I talked a little bit about that last week, but this week I want you to really settle into the fact that you really can fake it until you make it. And it's the very first words that I put in my book, fake it until you make it. And I actually probably should have wrote fake it until you become it, because it takes a while for us to really fall into the pattern of that, okay, we really can be this leader that we want to be. Because our mind is just, it plays such crazy tricks on us that we think that we can't be somebody that we're not. You know, none of us want to be inauthentic. We don't want to be something that we're not. But we also do want to make a change. And so the only way that we can change things is if we start to believe that we're something better than what we are today. And it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of convincing to let ourselves know that we are more than what the story we've told ourselves in the past. And so I want to share this quote here from Les Brown. He says, to achieve something you have never achieved before, you must become someone you have never been. Okay, let me say this again. To achieve something you have never achieved before, you must become someone you have never been. Okay, so when I decided that I was going to become an author, I had to change my story because I had never been an author. I'd never written a book before. So I had to start telling myself that I am an author. You know, I had to keep telling myself, okay, when do you make the decision that you're pregnant or that you're going to be a mom or a dad? Is it the moment that you're pregnant or is it the moment that the baby arrives? You know, so you have to start to tell yourself a different story. And it's not as easy as being pregnant, you know? And so this idea that you're going to be this leader for your organization, that you're going to no longer be raising smaller dollar amounts, you're now going to be raising bigger dollar amounts. You've got to become a person who receives larger donations. So if you're used to receiving $50 a month donations and now all of a sudden you're like, okay, but now we want to start to raise $50,000 in donations and we want to start, you know, we have this capital campaign or this really large fundraiser that we're going to put on. Well, you have to be someone who receives larger donations. And the only way that that's going to happen is if you start to change the story and you start to become the person who receives larger donations. Oftentimes I see nonprofit leaders who are just getting started and they want so desperately to change the world. You know, they want to change the circumstance for the people that they serve. And with great, you know, I mean, like, that's amazing. That's incredible that that would be your passion in life, to go and make life better for somebody else. But you've never done it before. So you kind of have to go in boldly. You have to go with confidence and say, okay, this story is not going to be the same anymore. We're going to be changing the way that this looks like for our community, for the people that we serve. And if you've got this big desire in your heart, this big burning passion, this big burning desire in your heart to do something, you know, that's so much bigger than you could ever even wrap your arms around, well, you have to become that thing. You have to be in a place where you're like, I absolutely can do this. I absolutely can end this disease or end the way that these women or children are treated, because it's not okay anymore. It is just not okay. We live in a different time and place today. And you have to tell yourself a different story, and you have to become this leader that isn't a pushover, gets by with the status quo. No, things have got to change. So I want you to think about this for a moment. Imagine, if you have a sheet of paper that's in front of you or your computer, go ahead and take out a pen and write down on your paper or jot this down in your computer, is that on one side of the paper, I want you to write down who you are. Who are you today? What are some characteristics about who you are today? And on the other side of the paper, I want you to write down who you need to be. Who do you need to be? If you're going to do all the things that you say you're going to do for your mission, if you're going to raise all this money, who do you need to be when you receive this money? So on the left-hand side, today you may, you know, feel like, okay, today I'm the person who raises $50 a month. And the person that I need to be on the other side is somebody who raises $50,000 a month. Okay, you see how very different and drastic that is. And I've talked about this a lot, especially in chapter 2 of my book about researching yourself, because if you are somebody who is very comfortable receiving these larger or these smaller sums of money, but you get real uncomfortable when it comes to the larger dollar amounts, is it going to be by chance that you're not going to receive those donations? No, it's not by chance, because you're going to feel a bit uncomfortable. And so people are going to be able to read that off of you. So you have to start to tell yourself that I am somebody who receives $50,000 in lump sums, that our organization is receiving these kinds of donations frequently and as they should. I actually wrapped up one of my mastermind groups this last week, and it was so bittersweet because I just absolutely adore my mastermind group. But I knew that I needed to close that group down because there's so many more things that I want to do as a fundraising consultant. And I also understood that they needed to be somebody else and needed to move forward in a different way as well. So a lot of those clients, I'm still coaching them one-on-one and still working with them, of course. But while I was preparing for our final call this last week, I went back and I listened to the very same call that we had an entire year prior. And I was sitting there listening to the conversation that we were having, and I was asking lots of questions about who they wanted to be and how much money they wanted to raise, and lots of hope. There was lots and lots of hope about what could we do if we had more money. But in that moment, there was a lot of things that they didn't realize. And once we had our call on Thursday, it was really fun to just recap and talk about, like, what have you learned in the last year that you didn't know before? And surprisingly, it had nothing to do with money. It had everything to do with who they were, who they needed to become so that those donations would come in. So it was all about preparation. It was all about personal development. And it really didn't have a whole lot to do with money at all. Because what we realize is that a lot of times we're the ones that are blocking those donations from coming in the first place because we just don't know how to receive them. We don't know how to talk to somebody who has money. We don't know how to clearly, explain what it is that we do and why those donations are so important. So I know that it seems counterproductive to not be knocking on doors all the time. But this is where, when I work with clients, I take a step back and I go back to the very beginning of where the foundation that they're standing on. Are you guys clear about your mission and your vision and what it is that you're trying to accomplish? Because you cannot go and ask other people to come on board with what you're doing if you don't even know how to say it, if you don't even know what you want. And I did this a lot in my own personal business and in the work that I was doing, was that I thought I knew what I wanted, but in actuality, I knew what I didn't want. So it's kind of like when you're dating somebody or whatever, and you're like, well, I don't want somebody who smokes, and I don't want somebody who's a liar, and I don't want somebody who cheats, and I don't want this. And so all of a sudden you're starting to think through all these like, don't, I don't want this, I don't want that. And that is the worst way to plan to attract somebody to your life, because all you're doing is talking about the negative stuff, and your mind doesn't actually process negative information like that the same way. They don't use the do not. It doesn't compute the same way. And so we have to be very firm on what we want, not on what we don't want. We have to be firm on what we want. So who do you want to become in order to be the leader you want to be? How do you serve your people better? And sometimes it might feel like it's a bit awkward to say certain things like, okay, well, I want, I'm using those I am statements like I talked about before, is that it's like, I am driven. I am, I'm strong. I'm somebody that people can rely on. I'm dependable. I'm smart. All those affirmative things that make you who you are. That is what attracts people to want to give to your cause, because they see the leader and they're like, oh, I want to be a part of that. I want to follow somebody who gets it, somebody who's making an impact, And so you're going to be able to bring people into your cause because they see a quality in you that they want for themselves. Think through all the people in your life that you have ever followed because you wanted to be more like them. What did you do? You emulated them. You wanted to spend more time with them. You wanted to be a part of what they were a part of. And that is exactly what you want for your cause. You want people to look at you as a leader, as an expert in your field, so that they'll want to financially support your cause. But if you are not confident and you're not really the person that you are proud of, the person that you want to be for the people that you serve, well, then we have got to make that change today. We've got to make a decision that we're going to be somebody different. And I was actually listening this last week to a webinar that was being done. And the gentleman actually who is leading this webinar made a comment about how he sat down and wrote out who he wanted to become. He wrote out this entirely new identity for himself. And I thought it was actually really cool that I did it myself, because I was like, this is really very cool. And I think sometimes we have to tell ourselves a different story so that we'll start to believe it. You know, like, how do we want to look? How do we want to feel? How do we want to present ourselves to the world and start using some different language and become something that we want to be, something that we're proud of? So one of the things that he had done was he just had written out on a sheet of paper, who is, and then he wrote his name. So I wrote down, who is Mary Valone? And you do the same. So who is fill in the blank? Okay. And so, and start telling people in a third person who you are, and not who you are today, but who you want to become. So who are you in 5 years? Who are you in 10 years for your cause? When people look at you as the leader of your nonprofit, what do they say about you? What are the qualities that they bring up when they're talking about you? And these are things that maybe you have today and maybe you don't have it at all, but you want it because you know, if I could be punctual, if I could be more focused at doing the job and following through with leads on different donor prospects, if I was better at following up and thanking people for their donations, I think I would be a better version of myself. And that's what I want you to write down on paper, is talk about who you are, where you live, what kind of money that you make, you know, what are you, you know? And I wrote down some silly stuff, but you know what? I'm pretty, you know, proud of it. So, you know, I wrote down, you know, that I'm a successful consultant and thought leader who helps nonprofit and ministry leaders raise the funds they need to fulfill their mission using the 7-step fundraising freedom framework. And that's all stuff that I do today. But then I got into more details about very specific information about how much I make, where I live. And all of this is based on the future. So if you've been following me over the course of the last month, you'll notice that my life has just totally, it could be a song, flip turned upside down, something like Will Smith might say. But anyways, we in the month of March, we sold our house, we signed paperwork on a new rental, we have wrapped up the plans for our new home that we're going to be building in St. Louis. And this whole process has been so exhausting and wearing on me that I think I actually got myself so sick, because I have been sick for almost the entire month of March. And but then I also had so many incredible things happen. I had done a training in San Diego with some of you who are listening in, and through the fully funded workshop and the fully funded program that I'm working with Mike Kim on. And so it's been so great. I mean, so many wonderful things have happened in the month of March, but it's also been extremely exhausting. And part of that is just because there's a lot of changes that are happening in my world. You know, you just go through different seasons, and March is typically like one of my very, very favorite months of the year. But this year it feels like it's just been, it's been really heavy. And I think that the weather isn't helping us at all, because it's, you know, actually snowed on Easter this last weekend. And it's just been crazy. But anyway, so back to that whole identity process, is that writing out who you want to become really does solidify. Because for me, I started to write down that I live in St. Louis, Missouri, in an amazing custom-built home that I designed with my husband. And we designed it in 2017, we built it in 2018, and we moved in 2019. And so it's like, just, I can visually see the whole process coming together in my mind and imagining myself in this home with my husband and my 2 Dalmatians, and just what my life will be like when that time comes. And this is just the same thing for you as a leader, as a leader of your organization, is who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? What do you want people to say about you? And I go into a lot more depth about a lot of different details. But I think that the deal is that we sometimes have to take some time processing what we want to be so that we can actually become it. And I know I'll always remain the same, you know, core person at the heart of things, but there's things on the outside and there's things in my life that I have to change in order to grow into who I want to be to serve you guys better. And when I look back at the mentors and the people that were in my life, I really did emulate them a lot. And I still do. There's a lot of wonderful people that are in my life that I just watch from a distance. And if I'm fortunate enough to actually do life with them, I'll pick up the phone and talk with them and ask them questions about how they got through certain things or how they did things on their end. And that just helps me understand better that this life is hard, you know? It's hard. It's hard to be that person that you want to be. But if we fill our lives with really positive feedback, a lot of positive, you know, self-talk, and we tell ourselves a different story, it's incredible how we can remain focused on the really great things that are happening. And our mind spends less time on all that negative stuff. And so this is what I want for you, is that I really do want you to put these positive thoughts into your head, and I want you to take the time to write out who you want to be, because your people are waiting for you. The people that you serve need you to be that person. And depending on how old you are, you may feel like, well, I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm too this, or I'm too that. But what you need to do is really sit in this space and just ask the questions. Ask the questions, okay? So these are the three questions that I want you to think through, okay, when you're doing this is, what new habits, disciplines, or behaviors do I need to start? What habits, disciplines, and behaviors do I need to start to become the person that I want to be? Okay. And then I want you to ask the question, what good habits, disciplines, or behaviors do I need to do more of? Maybe you're doing some of it, but maybe you need to do more of it, okay? So what good habits, disciplines, or behaviors do I need to do more of? And then the last question I want you to ask yourself is, what poor habits or behaviors do I need to stop? Okay, what poor habits or behaviors do I need to stop? And this is what we're going to do, is I'm going to walk you through this exercise. I want you to answer those questions and just start writing out who you want to be. So who do you need to become to be the leader you want to be? So we know that a lot of the things that, you know, change only happens when we change our habits. You know, and so there's a lot of things that we need to do to create different habits. And so start by asking yourself these questions. What do you need to start? What do you need to do more of? And what do you need to stop? And then join us. This Friday is our Fundraising Freedom Fellowship. So every Friday, well, the first Friday of every month, I do a free fellowship. It's on Zoom. So it's just it's a video call, or you can join in by phone call and by phone and join us for this fellowship this week, because I want to go through the three habits that you need to start and the three habits that you need to end. Okay. So, but answer these three questions, because I want you to come prepared for this. And then join us this Friday. It's going to be at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time this Friday. All the details are in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe. And if you're not a part of the tribe, all you have to do is just find us on Facebook, type in Fundraising Freedom Tribe. I'll have it in the show notes as well. And join us, because I want to see your face. I want to help you guys. And I know that this is a big challenge, because in order for us to be a better version of ourselves, we have to change our habits. And habits are hard to change. So we need a good community of people who are going to rally around us so that we can make better decisions, okay? So let's do this together. Let's do this as a community. I got your back. And I know a whole heck of a lot of other fundraisers out there will have your back as well. So let's go do this together. So be sure to join us this Friday, Fundraising Freedom Fellowship, and it's April the 6th, Mark your calendar. Okay. All right. So that wraps it for today. Thank you guys for joining into this week's episode. And I'm excited to see the person that you do become, because your people are waiting on you. And I know I say this often, but we have to be the voice for the people that we serve, because if we're not speaking up for them, who will? Okay, we've got great responsibility on our shoulders to be the person that our people need us to be so that we can impact more lives. So get out there and go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. See you guys.